Where are we up to now? We're up to what? We finished Maggid. Okay. Is that a hard question? All right. So, all right. All right. So, Rachta actually, Rachta is a big sugya in Purim. Has very little to do with Pesach. Except that you require the Maisa Mitzvah on Pesach just like everything else. But basically, Rachta is simply until Sadaim. All right. Since we learned until Sadaim all year, so we'll skip it. Next, Maitzi Matzah. What's the lach of Maitzi Matzah? How do you do Maitzi Matzah? The way everybody does is like the Rush's way. The Rush's way is like this. You take all three, right? You take all three, and then you make Hamaitzi on all three. Why Hamaitzi on all three? Because of Shleimus. All right. So you have to have Lacha Mishnah. So because of Lacha Mishnah, so you make Hamaitzi on... You make Alachilas Matzah on what? On the broken one. You drop one, you make Alachilas Matzah on the broken one. Right? So Alachilas Matzah goes in the Pusa, Hamaitzi goes on what? On both, plus with Lacha Mishnah. So you have Lacha Mishnah, plus you have what? Plus you have Alachilas Matzah. That's the way you do it. I'm at a little different. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is Perek Ches, Chametz and Matzah, Halacha Vav. V'achakach Mavorach HaMfil Sidayim, V'netigot of Shenis, V'resir Daita B'shash Kriyas HaGadav, V'lakech Shnei Rikikim, V'cholek Echod Mehen, U'meiniach Porus L'teich Sholeim, U'mavorach HaMaiti Lechem in Oretz. So how did Rambam do it? Rambam took just the lower matzah that we use, and the Pusa. Meiniach, what? He didn't have Lechem Mishnah. So the Rambam missed. Umitnei mine and mavarach al shtei kikrois kishyor yelim tevim. Why don't I have lechem mishnah? He says mishum shenem al lechem oini. Ma darke shel oni b'prusa af kan b'prusa. Just like an oni eats a prusa, so too over here you also have to eat a prusa. Yeah, but the rush has to be kasha. The rush says so what? So do both. Have hamaitzi on what? On lechem mishnah, right? And then have Alachilas Matzah on the Prusa. So you have the Prusa and you have both. Everybody's happy. Why can't you do it that way? Where's the Ramah? Why can't the Ramah do it that way? Here's my question. Yeah, the Rush is, if you want to know the Rush is Simon Lamed in Arve Pesachim. The Rush says, in Yeshua, Lama lo yivarech hamaitzi ala shleimo. He says, what name nami in Yeshua la chamaini? That's the Rush. Okay. The answer like this. You see, the question is, we said already the Machlokes yesterday, it's the same Machlokes, exact same Machlokes. The Machlokes is, what's the halacha of Pusa? Is Pusa dinin the chatzah shel matzah, creating a chatzah shel lechamayni? It creates an entity? If that's the case, so then who's right? So the Rush is right. Why? Because you make Hamaitzi on what? The halacha is you have to eat something which, you have to eat a chetzah shel lechamayni. So you have a pusa, so Hamaitzi you make on the shleimah, right? But the bracha of Alachilas Matzah must requires as its object what? Lechamayni. So you have the pusa. So fine, Hamaitzi you make on the shleimah, and you pata the pusa. Then you want to make... Then you make the bracha of Alachilas Matzah, you require prusa. That's the way the Rush has it. However, if you say the halacha of lechamayni is not in halacha in the chetzah shel matzah, but what's the halacha in? It's halacha that the gavra must be oichel, must be an oichel to ani. He must eat like an ani. You understand? So what's the chat? There are two gavras here. One gavra came in and made a maitzi, another gavra then he walked out and somebody else came in and then made a bracha of Alachilas Matzah. That's ridiculous. The halacha is that the ani, the person must eat his lechem, the person must eat the matzah like an ani, correct? An ani doesn't make a maitzi. You understand yourself? Of course an ani makes a maitzi. An ani is beitzeya. An ani is beitzeya on the kikah. So if you make a maitzi on what? On shleimah. And then you're going to say halacha, then that's not kani. The halacha kani means that ani is beitzeya al pusa. The ani is beitzeya al prusa. It's halacha that the gavra must be an oichel ka'ani. Beitzeya means you make hamaitzi on the prusa. So if the gavra will do what? Will make hamaitzi on the shleimais, then the gavra is not an oichel ka'ani. You understand yourself? You know what I mean? It's impossible. If the halacha is, if the halacha is that you require a chetzah shel lechemayni, a chetzah shel pruso, so then it doesn't matter what you make hamaitzi on. Make hamaitzi on the shleimos, and then later what do? You'll make a halachos mas on the pruso, you broke it, so it's lechemayni. However, if the halacha is he must eat the matzah like an ani. Eat the matzah, it means the gavra must be an eichel like an ani, so he has to make hamaitzi on the matzah like an ani. An ani has to make hamaitzi. You understand what I'm saying? If the halacha is he must be eichel like an ani, so you understand he has to make hamaitzi on the prusa also. Because the prusa must be nechal koni. How does an ani eat a prusa? He's beitzeyal prusa. He's beitzeyal prusa. If he's not beitzeyal prusa, so then that's not achilas ani. Okay. Correct. That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says. It's impossible. It's impossible to be Mekayim Shneim. Why? Because since the halacha is that he must be Eichel Ta'ani, that's the din of Lechamayni. Right? So Lechamayni means the Gavra's. What does Lechamayni mean? It means the Gavra's Beit Seyal Prusa. If the Birkas HaMaiti doesn't go on the Prusa, he's not a Beit Seyal on the Prusa. He's not a Beit Seyal Ta'ani. So therefore, you don't have any lechamayni. That's what Aram says. Attack the sasi. That's why in Pesach you don't have lecham mishnah. You have lecham mishnah. But lecham mishnah is two halachas. Lecham mishnah is halacha of what? Two numerical two, and also halacha a separate halacha of shleimos. So over here you're missing halacha of shleimos, but lecham mishnah you have. Okay. Halacha is that you must be oichel the matzah to ani. And is an ani beit says an ani make hamaitzi. Is an ani beit say al prusa. That's the derech shel ani, to be betayel a prusa, so he has to make a mitzvah on the prusa. He doesn't make a mitzvah on the prusa, he's not eating the prusa like an ani. You understand what I mean? Okay. According to the Rambam, you see, the machlokes is like this. According to the Rambam, you must have betayel prusa. Why betayel prusa? Because that's the halach of eating like an ani. That's the halach of ani. According to the Mishnah, it has nothing to do with the ma'is achila. It's simply halach of the what? That you must have a cheftzah shel Prusa, so make hamaitzi on the shleimos, you'll potter the prusa, and then make a bracha of alechus mas on the prusa. That's my point. The other possibility is to say that lecha mishnah is dafka shleimos. It's not shleimos, it's not mishnah. You say that, and then Ram wouldn't have to walk together at night. Okay. Now let's understand. So what do you do? I mean, you have to have the right kavanas over here. What do you do now? What's the derech in your house? How do you do this? You made a maitzi, you look at the matzah, fine. Now what do you do? What's next step? Next step, what do you do? Doesn't that come first? Eat the matzah. Okay. Even though it's physical, but you can't always do away with the physical. I mean, it's halachic also. All right? So, you eat the matzah. All right, what? Now, when you eat the matzah already, I mentioned kavana. Where's kavana come into the picture? Where's the one? Because what? What are you mechavim for when you eat the matzah? Afikayman, how are you mechavim afikayman when you eat the matzah? What? The mechayim, because the machlokes are rishonim, how we paskin, whether mitzvah is shrichas kavana, or whether mitzvah is ain't shrichas kavana. Pesach paskin is mitzvah is shrichas kavana. So, if mitzvah is shrichas kavana, so you understand, when you eat the matzah, so you're mechavim to do it, see the l'shem mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Okay. All right? What? No, there's no plaque in that. No plaque in that. No one knows plaque in that. Okay. Now, so therefore, you're Mekayim. So therefore, when are you Mekayim the mitzvah the same as the rice of the Erev Techlu Matzahis? When are you Mekayim? Does the mitzvah say mitzvah rice of the Erev Techlu Matzahis? When are you Mekayim? When you can, when you eat the matzah, everybody holds their way. It's machlokes. Go ask the machlokes. Machlokes are shining. Machlokes are shining. Some say it's Rashi and the Rashbam. They hold differently. Take the Rashbam. Rashbam says like this: The halach is ein maftirin acha pesach afikayman, and ein maftirin acha matzah afikayman. We're going to get back to this a little later, but now we're just taking it insofar as this first halach is concerned. What's the what does it mean? We don't have because we don't have Pesach, right? But you don't need after the afikayman of matzah. You don't need afikayman after that. We call afikayman matzah. Gets confusing. Afikama means what you're there for. Okay. Now, the Rashbam says like this. Rashbam is Daf Kuf Yutesh Amid Beis in Arvei Tzachem. Ein Maftirin Acha Matza Afikaman. So here, listen carefully. Shetzorech Le'echol Matza Bigmar Su Dosar. Person has to eat matzah at the end of the Suda. Zeche L'matzo HaNe'echeles Ima Pesach Bikrecha. It's Zeche L'matzo that was eaten how? Together with the carbon Pesach, because you understand what was the din? How do you know you have to eat Pesach? Al Matzah Merim Yechlu. Okay? V'zuhi Matzo HaBetzua She'onu Eichlim Bo'acharayna L'shem Chayva. That's the Matzo HaBetzua, the broken Matzo, the Prusa. The prusa that we eat, why is it prusa? Because lechem ayin. So, shana lechem bacharayna l'shem chayva. What does it mean l'shem chayva? What does it mean l'shem chayva? What does it mean l'shem chayva? For the mitzvah of what? For the mitzvah of matzah. For the mitzvah of matzah. Va'al korchenu onu mevarchin al achilas matzah barishena. Afal pishe eino l'shem chayva. Question is, when did the Rashbam make a bracha of al achilas matzah? So the Rashbam made a bracha al achilas matzah when? Like we do in the beginning. But when was the achilas matzah? Rashi the same way. When was achilas matzah actually according to them? When was achilas matzah? By afikaman. When we eat afikaman, they would first be eating matzah shel mitzvah. But the bracha was done in the beginning of the Suda. The question is, how do you make the bracha? Okay, I'm not going to say it. All right. Rav Chisda Le'il, because Rav Chisda Le'il said before, Gabe Mora, De La Achash, and Mile, Kreise, Mimenu, Heach, Chazer, and Mavarach, Allah. Hilkoch, Mavarach, Atavayu, Beresha. Alright? Because Rav Chisda said before, a person doesn't have tarpas. He only has one vegetable. Which vegetable? Mora. So what should you do? Hold the Gemara says. The Gemara says, according to Rav Chisda, the halach is like this. He makes Alachilas Mora. In the Burpe Daman Alachilas Mora when he eats his karpas, and his first yates Mora when? Later. Question is how he could do it. The taste of it is like tea, so I'm not going into brachas. Don't question the brachas. Side point the brachas. I'm not interested in the bracha right now. But the Rav Chisda says that why can't he make the bracha later? Because after he ate a full stomach of Mora, so then he can't make, it's not the right derech to make the bracha of Alachilas Mora. That's the Gemara says, it's not okay. Okay. Not going to take him off. Now, for what's the result? The same thing over here. So what does he do? He makes the bracha al achilas matzah in the beginning of the Suda. But when is the kiyum a mitzvah of matzah? When? Later. Afikamen. Okay. Koch, Hilkoch, the Rashbam says like this. Mevorach atarvayu beresha. Question, be a question of hefsek. This would be like, they say it's like a tias. If it's like a tias, so it'll be a question, you shouldn't be able to masik left afikamen. Alright? Now, Hilkoch, Mavarach Atavaya Beresha, Vahodar Ocho Matzo Bachreina, Vahachar Oisa Matzo Ein Nithorin Nimeno Bachilas Dover Acher, Sheloy Lishakeach Taimo. So Rashbam says that when you Mekayim Mitzvah's Matzah at the end, and after that, you don't do what? You don't want to lose the Tom. So therefore, you don't need to know what he did anything after that. Ubid Matzah Bisman Hazem Mairi. It's speaking about matzah bismanenu that we say in maftir nacham matzah afikeman. The lek of pesach bahador. The ibisman the ik of pesach. If it's speaking when there's carbon pesach, or behed yatnan in maftir nacham pesach afikeman. Then we know already in maftir nacham pesach. You're not saying in maftir nacham matzah afikeman. In maftir nacham matzah afikeman is bismanenu like we have. V'hainu achar pesach hu matzah ne'echeles imay. The time of the carbon pesach, he says it wasn't the time of the carbon pesach. You're not allowed to have an afikamen. Really means the dessert. You're not allowed to have dessert after what? After pesach and the matzah ha'ne'echeles imay. Very usual Rashbam, huh? Rashbam went out of his way to make the seder exactly just the opposite. Rashbam and Rashi, the other sheikhs. I don't understand why they did it. They took the achilas matzah from the beginning. It was so simple. Achilas matzah, you make achilas matzah. Maitzin achilas matzah, you make kind of mitzvah. Barafek l'matzah. No. They took the Alachilas Matzah, and they took the Kizayas Matzah, and they placed it at the end of the Suda. Comes out complications with brachas, had a bracha in the beginning, goes to bracha at the end, and the whole Suda, and Gemara is fine. Why? Where do you see it? Why? You have a very simple eater like we do. What do? You eat the Kizayas Matzah first. For what? for the chayv of Ba'erev Pech L'matzeis, for the mitzvah of Seimet Araisa, right? Then you did Moror, Terech, and Tzidah, and then, at the end, you did Kizayis. After Kaman, and then you don't even have to, that's Kizayis. Why this formulation? What was bothering Rashi? What was bothering Rashbam? What's the chat? That's not the chat. Okay. Listen to the lesson of the Rashbam. Lashon Rashbam is very midduyik. He's not saying this haphazardly. He says like this. Shetzorach lechol matzah b'gmar sudosei zechel matzah ne'echeles ima pesach b'krecha. Alright? And then he says like this. Kol bizman dika pesach ho behed yitnan ein maftir nacha pesach afikaymon. V'haynu acha pesach u'matzah ne'echeles imay. What do you mean matzah ne'echeles imay for? We'll just mention matzah. Hainacha Pesach. The Gemara says they must be Nacha Pesach after Kemban. So what does it mean? Korban Pesach. No, Hainacha Pesach u'matzah ne'echeles imay. What does he have to put this in? Two lines later, he says also the same thing. So next line, I'm sorry. Acha Pesach u'd lo yochel. Bisman dike Pesach dein echelen after Kemban. Acha Pesach v'matzah she'imay. The Gemara doesn't mention. He puts in every time Gemara says Pesach, he puts in matzah she'imay. Well, what does he need it for? All right? We have to understand that. Okay. There's one basic thing, and this, today, what I'm going to go through today is, if you understand the Seder we go through today, you'll have the whole, many areas will be cleared up about the Seder. All right. One halacha is like this. Bo'erev Pesach, there's a mitzvah to say, what is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? What is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? What is it? Mitzvah is Bo'erev Pesach L'matzah, mitzvah Seimet Araisa, correct? Okay. You have a kiyum and a mitzvah. But there's another halacha also. What's the other halacha? That matzah is not only a mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa, but what else is it? It's a kiyum and the korban pesach, right? Okay. Matzah is two things. Matzah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa, and matzah is a kiyum in korban pesach. Okay? According to Rashi, the Rashbam, what was the halacha of Afikamon? What we call Afikamon, the last Kizayis matzah we eat. What was the halacha according to Rashi? What was the halacha? Mm-hmm. The halacha was, I want to understand first of all, what is the matzah? Is it a kiyum of matzah or is it a kiyum of pesach? Everybody knows the rush. Everybody knows the rush. The Kizayis of matzah is b'mokka and pesach. So if that's the case, the matzah is a matzah, the matzah is pesach, the rabban. Okay. But what does Rashbam say? Rashbam says no. Then what is it? It's a kiyum of matzah, per se. It's a kiyum of matzah. The only problem is like this. If it's a kiyum of matzah, what was bothering Rashbam? What's the problem with the kiyum of matzah? What's bothering him? Huh? Now, you have to, with the carbon pesach, you have to have, because the teres is on matzah simraim yachlu. That's why you have to have matzah with the carbon pesach. But if the afikaman that we eat, not with carbon pesach, the afikaman that we eat, if the afikamen that we eat is matzah, so what's the problem? If the afikamen that we eat is matzah, what's the problem? What was bothering Rashi? You understand what time to Rashi is? What? No. Simply, so where does the halacha of ein maftir in acha pesach afikamen come in? You understand what I'm saying? Rashi held like this. The halacha is that the last Kizayis matzah is a kiyum, is matzah. It's matzah. You understand what I'm saying? It's matzah. It's not pesach like the Rush says. It's matzah. Now the question is, if it's matzah, so why, what is, why can't you eat it? Why can't you eat, everybody knows you can't eat it if you have to come in, right? Why not? Where does Allah come from? Ein maftir nacha pesach afi kaiman. Right? Doesn't say ein maftir nacha matzah afi kaiman. It's more stash, acha pesach udlai. Who do I have a lach of matzah maftir? So what is the Rashbam answer to that question? How do you get around that question? If it's matzah, so then what? So why can't you eat afterwards? Why can't you eat after the afikamen? What's the answer? The Rash says it's the mokum pesach. Rashi didn't hold that. Rashi could not convert matzah into karbonis. He could not convert to pesach. Rashi couldn't understand such a thing. Matzah is not pesach. Can't be pesach. How do I make the transition from a mafia nacha pesach afikamon to a mafia nacha matzah afikamon? That's the question. So, okay, good. So the answer is there's two matzahs. There's one matzah of Bo'erev Pesach L'matzeis. That's a kiyum in its own right. There's another matzah, though. What's the other matzah? The second matzah is the matzah which is a kiyum in Pesach, right? The second matzah is the matzah which is a kiyum in Pesach. Now, when the Chachamim made Afikamen, which matzah did they say it is? Which matzah did they say it is? They said it's matzah on Achelas in Pesach. So why is a mafir nacham matzah afikamen? Why? Not by virtue of matzah, but because of what? Because of Korban Pesach. But this man said the Pesach isn't there anymore. But still the halacha is midrabban and what? A mafir nacham matzah afikamen. Why? Because the matzah of afikamen is which matzah? Which matzah is it? It's the matzah which is a kiyum in Pesach. You understand what I'm saying? So the matzah, since it's the matzah which is a kiyum in Pesach, so therefore, what do they say? What do they say? They say that you can't eat after the matzah in Afikoman. Why? Because it's related to Pesach. You understand what I'm saying? Of course it's midrabbanan. You understand? So when Pesach, the halacha is like this. The tzuras ha-mitzvah of Pesach is Pesach im matzah. That's why the Rashbam puts it in. The tzuras ha-mitzvah of Pesach is Pesach with the kiyum shel matzah. Right? Now the halacha is after this ma'aseh achila, you can't do what? You can't have afikoman, right? That was bizman kebeis ha-mikdash ha-yakayim. But this man has where you don't have Pesach anymore. So the halacha is midrabbanan that after the matzah, which is a kiyum in Pesach, you can't eat anymore. You understand what I'm saying? This man should base on mikdash yakayim. What was the halacha? What was the halacha? Was mikdash yakayim that when Pesach was the ma'aseh mitzvah, after the ma'aseh mitzvah of achilas Pesach, you can't eat. What was the ma'aseh mitzvah of achilas Pesach? Was what? Pesach in what? In matzah, that's the ma'aseh mitzvah. This man says you only have a fraction of the ma'aseh mitzvah. What do you have now? You have matzah, which is a kiyum Pesach, but you don't have Pesach. So the halacha is midrabbanan, and after part of the mitzvah also you can't eat. That's the transition. You see it? You see the transition? Okay. In other words, like this. Yes. As man shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, there was a ma'aseh mitzvah which was not to be followed by achila. What was the ma'aseh mitzvah? Ma'aseh mitzvah was achilas ha-pesach, but achilas ha-pesach was nechal how? With matzah, right? After that achila you couldn't eat anymore, right? This man has said the Pesach's gone, right? So what do you have? What's left? The Chachamim gave you a few feet of matzah, which is a kiyum in the Pesach, right? Yeah. So the mitzvah, so you only have one part of the ma'aseh mitzvah. Do you understand what I mean? Yeah. So the halacha is now the Chachamim said, ain mafir nacham matzah afikoman. Even if the part of the ma'aseh mitzvah you can't eat. That's the transition. That's why the Rashbam says always matzah she'imai and matzah she'imai. Why? Because the Afikamen is which matzah is the Afikamen? Which matzah is the Afikamen? Is it the matzah of Be'er Fech Lumatzah? No, which matzah is it? Which pasuk? It's the matzah of Al Matzah Shumererim Yechlu. Okay? You understand that? Rashi's not easy, it's one step, but the Rashi couldn't understand how you take a piece of matzah and make it into pepper. Okay. Now we have one question left. There's still one question left. What's the question? Sounds like you smoothed out the Rashbam, but there's still one question left. What's the question? Why not? Still fine. All along this is good. But why do you do it this way? Make the bar matzah of bar of pechlu matzah should be when? Should be at the beginning of the Suda. The matzah of matzah from an yachlu, midrabbanan should be when? At the end of the Suda. Why must they both be at the end? What's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is very simple. That's right, the answer is. The answer is al matzah shumerim yechlu means what? What does it mean al matzah shumerim yechlu? Al matzah shumerim yechlu means that there's a separate kiyum in matzah, right? There's a kiyum in matzah with Nes Nisan, there's a kiyum in matzah with Korban Pesach, right? But which matzah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach? Which matzah? The matzah shel mitzvah, the matzah of Be'er Fech L'matzah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach. It's not just any matzah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach. You understand what I mean? Which matzah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach? The matzah shel mitzvah. Which is the matzah shel mitzvah? Of course, the matzah of Be'er Fech L'matzah. So if you're going to divide it, what are you going to do? You'll make the kizayis matzah from the to begin with, from the beginning of the Suda. So you're Makayim Be'er Fech L'matzah. Now, at the end of the Suda, what do you want to eat? You want to eat the matzah, which is a kiyum in Pesach? That's not the kiyum. There's no mehiyah. It's already. The eighth already. Which matzah is a kiyum in Pesach? Which one? The matzah shall be of Be'er Fechlo matzah. Not two separate. It's two separate kiyumim, but the Torah didn't say two separate matzahs. The same matzah? Same matzah in which you have a kiyum of Be'er Fechlo matzah is also a kiyum in the Korban Pesach. So therefore, it must be only when? Only Bahreina, but Rishina wouldn't be good. That's right. Now, all it becomes difficult, right? Rashi's argument is so good. Okay. Wait, what? Make a snack. I said, you can't do both. Why? Because this sheet is based upon, Rashi's sheet is based upon the fact that he holds mitzvah shichas kavana. Because otherwise, he'd be yates already with the first kezayit. So since Rashi and Rashbam passed the mitzvah shichas kavana, so they hold you one yates with the first kezayit. So therefore, what happens? So you have in mind that you should be yates later in the end. But if you want to be, but now when you eat the first kezayit, since you don't know whether mitzvah shichas kavana is or not, so I don't know what to do, so you have to have in mind to be Yetzer. You have in mind to be Yetzer, you can't do Rashi anymore. Too late. Can't do both. So he says, do it all tonight. Do it all tonight. Have in mind that if this is the first one, that's Danny's idea. Okay. All right. Point to Rashbam, not necessary to the Kazai from the beginning. All things. What they used to do, that there's a sheep that would do like this. They would make the Birchas HaMaitzi, they'd make the Birchas HaMaitzi on Matzah Shira. They'd make Birchas HaMaitzi on Matzah Shira. So they make the Birchas HaMaitzi on Matzah Shira, so therefore you don't have to, therefore you can make the Bracha of Alachim with Matzah later towards the end. Mordechai brings down the sheet. No, so make a matzah. They didn't get involved with the Rambam, because Rambam was matzah. Okay, so. Yes, you can't tell everybody. Okay. Yes? So we have like this. Alright, so we have only one matzah. Our matzah, our achilas matzah is not a matzah of our matzah running of Lul, or what is it? It's just a matzah of Rav Zechel matzah. That's it. Okay. Yeah, I checked into that. The Rush says that you need two kazeisim. He's the one that said it. The Bach asks the Kasha. Yeah, the Bach, you take a look at the Bach on the Shulchan Aruch, on the tour. The Bach says, what kind of sense does it make? One kezayis you need from the matzah. He says the other one, if you need matzah, if a person wants to make a matzah, yes, it's kezayis. We find a lot like that. So he doesn't answer. He says, stam v'chatzila. He says he only means v'chatzila, but did he ever do only? I don't know what the heater is. Stam v'chatzila, he has a hard time understanding it. That's how we do it. What else meant it's some Hebrew? I don't know what it is. What? The next point is Mar. The next thing is Mar. What is Mar? Mar is the Raisa, Mar is Rabbanon, Mar is the Kino. How do you know Mar is Rabbanon? Maybe Mar is the Raisa? Maybe Mar is the Raisa?
Because only
Matsumar Mechlu. So what does it mean, Matsumar Mechlu? It means what? It's only Kino Kab Pesa. But when you have no carbon Pesach, so then what? Then there's no kiyum. So it's nothing. Like the Rambam says that it's totally in the Pesach. Okay, right? That's simple. In other words, Maror is a kiyum in what? Is a kiyum in carbon Pesach. Since Mar is a kiyum in Pesach, and we don't have Pesach, so Maror b'zmanas there is what? It's Rabbanah, right? So it's only Rabbanah. Okay, fine. There's only one problem, though. There's only one problem. What would you say in such a case? That Mar is a kiyum, is a kiyum is Rabbanu, because Mar is not a kiyum, b'fnei atzmusai, but it's a kiyum. So you have like matzah is a kiyum b'fnei atzmusai. Pesach is a kiyum b'fnei atzmusai. Mar is a kiyum in what? In Pesach. Matzah is both, right? And matzah is both, Korban Pesach is one, and Mar is a kiyum in the Pesach. Korban Pesach is essentially a kiyum in the Pesach. Okay. Now let's say, for instance, for some reason, a person wouldn't be able to be makriv a carbon pesach. Let's say, for instance, he was a tameh, or b'derech hachayka. So what would be the halacha? Should he eat mar or not? What do you say?
Yes, he should.
Why do you say he should?
Because pesach is his
name. So according to the way we're saying now, according to the way we're saying now, we're saying that what? That mar is a kiyamin pesach, right? So if a person was a Tamei in B'derech HaChayka, so what should Allah be? He shouldn't. But the Gemara says not so. The Gemara says like this. By the way, the whole sugya is in the Kuf Kof Amar Allah. Omar Rava, Matzah B'Zman is a Dereis and Mar Drabonim. Okay? Umayish no Mar D'Chsev HaMatzah Umarayim. Why do you say that Mar is only Drabonim? Because there's HaMatzah Umarim Yichlu, it's a Kiyim in Pesach. B'Zman Dike Pesach Yesh Mar, B'Zman like a Pesach like a Mar. Matzah Nami Yachsev HaMatzah Umarim. So it wasn't a matzah mihadar hodabekra, b'erev fechlu matzahs. So therefore it's a separate kiyum. Okay. The Gemara says, Ravacha by Yaakov Omar, Ravacha by Yaakov Agir, Ravacha by Yaakov held that all matzahs on Rabbanah's matzah. Omar Echo Zevacha said Rabbanah. Elo Tziv Barav Tech Lumatzahis. Why do you say separate Pasuk Barav Tech Lumatzahis Akim Snatz Musa? He says, no, Ahim Boyle Le Tomei Vishoya Bederach Rechoika. The Salkadai Tachamina Kivin the Pesach Le Achli, Matzah Mor Nami Le Nechal. So I would think that since what? That since the Tomei Derach Rechoika doesn't eat Korban Pesach, so you would think he doesn't eat Matzah Mor either. So Tamash Malanda, what? They do it matzah mara. And the Gemara says, and Rava says, the Rav Hamalach, what does Rava say? Tommy Vishay B'der Chikolet Tzarech Kra. So Agari Me'ora U'Benecha. So Rava doesn't need a pasuk, he needs a pasuk. But the Halacha, everybody agrees, and namely that what? That Tommy and Derech Chikol cannot be matzah mara in Pesach, still eats what? But so you see that mara is not a kim in Pesach. Mm-hmm. So you see that we're wrong. So if mara is not a kim in Pesach, so then why isn't mara mitaraisa b'smanasa? The question is like this, Mamanachah. If Mars is a king of the Snatch Musa, so then what should it be? So then it should be the Raisa. His Manasseh should be the Raisa. If it's not a king of the Snatch Musa, king of Pesach, so how come Tomei eats Mara? So what's the answer? Listen. The answer is, and if I say that it's a king of Pesach, what does it mean? I'm not explaining terminology. When we say it's a king of the Pesach, what do we mean, king of Pesach? We mean if you don't eat it, what are you missing? What are you missing? Your Pesach is missing. It's not the Mar that's missing. The Pesach is not the same missing. The Pesach requires not the Mar. The Pesach is lacking. Okay. The answer is very simple. The answer is like this. Yeah? The answer is, I'm sure there'll be one same answer. The answer is like this. The answer is that Mara, our premise is wrong. Mara is a king of the Musa. Yes. But Pesach is a Machayev in Mara. Pesach is Machayev in Mara. That's the halacha. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, from the text. Pesach is machayev you in Mora. Mora is a key in Bifnat Musa, right?
Chiyev Pesach is machayev in Mora.
Pesach is a machayev in Mora. It's machayev. If you don't have a carbon Pesach, you're not chayev in Mora. But the Achilas Mora, it is an Achilas Mora, a key in Bifnat Musa. You understand? The Achilas Mora is a key in Bifnat Musa. Pesach is Machayev the Gavra in Achilas Mora. You understand that? Wow! The guy is coming as a key of Pesach. But he can't do it. But he has a key of Pesach. Correct. The key of Pesach. The key of Pesach is Machayev and simultaneously in what? In Pesach and Mora. And Mora. The Kiyum HaMitzvah doesn't have to be. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Bifnei HaTzmusa. But the Machayev is the Kiyum HaMitzvah Pesach. From the Pesach is the Machayev in Mar. You understand? The Kiyum HaMitzvah of Pesach is Machayev in Mar as well. So if this Bisman Shabbat is Kiyum with the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Pesach, so then I'm Chayev in what? In Mar Bifnei HaTzmusa. That's clear from the Gemara. You can't deny it. However, Bisman HaZeh, also Matzah. Bisman HaZeh, they're what? That there is no carbon Pesach, so there is no chiyuv mora anymore, because there is no chiyuv Pesach. So therefore, mora is only what? Mora is only rabbanon. Nobody held mora as the rice. The machloekas of Rachav by Yaakov and the matz is the rice of rabbanon. But mora, nobody says is the rice. Yes. So why is matz the rice? Because matz is three things. Now I have to go over the three things again. Let's reformulate. Matz has a chiyuv b'fnei atzmuso and what? And the Kiyum Bifnei Atzmusa. Korban Pesach has a Chiyuv Bifnei Atzmusa. And the Kiyum Bifnei Atzmusa. Morar has a Kiyum Bifnei Atzmusa. But what? But the Machayev is not Bifnei Atzmusa. The Machayev is Pesach. The Pesach is Chiyuv Pesach is Machayev, not just in Pesach. But Chiyuv Pesach is Machayev in what? In Morar as well. That's why Tomei and Derech HaKoika can't eat Pesach because he's Tomei. But Mara is an eat. Okay? That's the Gemara. So, Kedaitach, I mean, I would think that what? That since he's Pata from Carbon Pesach, so Kedaitach, I mean, keeping the Pesach loyachli, Matzah Mara, Nami loy nechal. So you would think he doesn't have to eat Matzah Mara. Why? Because Mara is not a team of Nats Musa, but what is Mara? It's only a team in Carbon Pesach. Kemash Malon, the Pasik Ba'erah, Fechlu Matzah. That is the king of Nats Musa, also just like Matzah. That's what he says. That's Ravacha by Yaakov. You understand Ravacha by Yaakov? You understand Ravacha by Yaakov? Ravacha by Yaakov says like this. What does it mean for Tomei and Derech HaKoika? What does it mean for you? that I would think Salkadai Tachamina, Kivan the Pesach Loyacha, Matsumar Nami Loynecha, Lishini Matsumar. Why? Because Matsumar is only a Kivan Pesach. And since he has no Pesach, so he has no need for Matsumar. So Kamash Malon, which Pesach tells me? Ba'erafech Lumatzes. What does Ba'erafech Lumatzes tell you? That matzah is chayiv in matzah and morah. As by the way, how does that tell us that matzah is chayiv in morah? Tells us matzah. That's very morah. Good question, right? What's the answer? Because matzah and morah is the same thing. Matzah is a kivan pesach and morah is a kivan pesach. So, just a second. So once the Torah tells you that what? That one that matzah is a kivan b'snayat musay. That pesach is machayiv matzah and matzah is a kivan b'snayat musay. So then Mora follows, because Mora and Matzah are the same thing. Mora and Matzah, Matzah Shavacha Bayakev learns how Matzah and Ram Yechlu means Matzah and Mora are both identical, they're both the Kim and Pesach. The Pesach says, Baruch says, well, Matzah, so the Pesach says like this. Not just Matzah the Kim and Korban Pesach, but Matzah the Kim the Snatch Musay, but they're Matzah the Kim the Snatch Musay, but what's the Machayev of Matzah according to Rachel Bayakev? Korban Pesach, that's why Rachel Bayakev is held that Matzah this man says what? His own Zabonon. You understand what I'm saying? The pasuk ba'erafech, the machloikis is like this. The machloikis tanoim is like this. What does the pasuk ba'erafech l'matzis teach you? According to us, excuse me, I'm running a question more, I'm sorry. According to Rava, what is it? According to Rava, what does it teach you ba'erafech l'matzis? That it's a separate machayev. According to Ravacha ba'yakev, what does it teach you? That it's a separate king, exactly. Ravacha ba'yakev changes the leaf. Rav Acher ben Yaakov says, no, you're making a mistake. It's true, it has a separate kiyum, that's from Talmud Derech HaChaika. But what? But the Machayev still remains Pesach. So that's why Bizman Azeh, what is Matzah and what is Marah? It's only Rabbanon. However, according to, Ba'erafech when Matzah tells you that these two objects have a separate kiyum. According to Ravah, it tells you something else. That Matzah has a separate Machayev. Okay? Alright, that's the Machayev. So that's why you have Marah Midrabanan. That's why you have Marah Midrabanan, okay? Okay, we're up to Kerech. Kerech is the most complex eating-wise and learning-wise. Both ways. All right. But if you have the basis here, then you'll be able to understand it. Everybody stands up to you, clearly? Now I'll take Kerech. Kerech is the hardest one. It's Kuftes Vavim and Aleph, Diva Masuleva. What is Kerech? What is Kerech? What is Kerech? How do you do Kerech? Matzah and Marah together. Matzah and Marah together, alright. Okay, why do I do it? Why do I do it? Stamazecha. Alright. Stamazecha. We'll see Tesha's notes, just Stamazecha. Tesha's notes. Pillow. Listen. Okay. Now listen, what is Hill's halacha? So it's Zechel Mitzvah Kill, so let's take Hill. What does Hill hold? What does Hill say? What does Hill say? The what? Since the Pasuk says, Am Matzah and Marorim Yechlu, right? So what must you do? It doesn't only, what must you do? That it must have a chila b'yachad. It's not just that Matzah and Marah is a kiyum and Pesach, but what must you do? You must eat them together. Okay. So let's call simply at this point. He gets a question like this. His question is, let's say this mancha based mitzvah kayam. I don't know, how'd you get to this question? Question is, mancha based mitzvah kayam, person only has matzah, right? So could he eat matzah and korban pesach? Do you eat matzah and korban pesach? Without mara. Good question. Okay. Chokin alof chaver val hilal. That is a machloikis tanoim. Hilal holds that you have to eat our matzah and mechlu together. And his chaverim, the chachamim hold, no. They could eat him either way. Yochol yehei kochon b'vas achas, v'yichol k'derech shehillol achol, tamad lama, matzimei mechlu, afilu zebis ne'atzmei, v'zebis ne'atzmei. You could eat separately. Now we're going to skip over all the complications of the Gemara, and we're going to just go to the last part of the Gemara, okay? So you'll understand what Terech is, okay? Alright, the Gemara is like this. One thing you have to know, though. There's one thing you have to know. Just one other area before we go on to this Gemara. There's a machloikis whether or not mitzvahs mevatle zuazu. Now, without going into the svara, make it easy, what it means is, simply, If I take matzah as a mitzvah and mor as a mitzvah, if I eat them together, will the matzah be mevatel the mor or not? Can I eat them together, or must I eat them separately? That's the question. If I take matzah, if I never get involved, this brings in the whole question of matzah, not Pesach, and the whole business. Okay. Everybody holds, however, that mitzvahs and resus is definitely mevatel the mitzvah. All right. For instance, if I eat matzah and mor b'zman hazeh, definitely it's no good. Why? Because the matzah that I eat is deraisa, and the mor that I eat is drabanan. So definitely the mor drabanan, which means, insofar as the Torah is concerned, it's only reshus. So then you have reshus and mitzvah together. So reshus is mevatel mitzvah that everybody holds. The machlokes is what the mor midaraisa doesn't exist. So it's just like eating vegetables in the rice, correct? It means you cannot have one ma'is achila that includes the mitzvah and reshus together. You can't have one ma'is achila. What? You want to go to work? I'm not going into the sugya per se. Just one sec. The question is a question of ma'is hamitzvah. That's the question. Question is, does a ma'is hamitzvah require that it must be exclusively done through the Chesed Shel Mitzvah? Or what if the Maisa Mitzvah requires an identity? The Maisa must be identified as a Maisa Shel Mitzvah. If the Maisa Shel Mitzvah relates to a Dover Rishus, so then it's not a Maisa Shel Mitzvah anymore, because it's also a Maisa Shel Rishus. It's including Rishus. That's why you can't have Matzah. You can't, when a person is Mavarach, Halachilas Matzah, if we eat the Matzah with chocolate, will it be Mekayim Barafek Lamarfek? No, according to everybody, won't be Mekayim Barafek Lamarfek. Why? I eat enough matzah with Kazayas, with the chopped liver together. Why will it not be good? Why? Won't be good. Why? Because he's eating Dovar Mitzvah and Dovar Sister. The Maisa Mitzvah is lacking. Because the Maisa Mitzvah is relating not exclusively to what? To a Dovar Mitzvah. But what is it relating to? It's relating to a Dvar Rishus also. If it's relating to a Dovar Rishus, so then it's no good. It's lacking in the Maisa Mitzvah, okay? That everybody agrees with. All right, you understand that clearly? I want to... Now, the question is like this. What if both are Maisa Mitzvah? What if both are Maisa Mitzvah? Excuse me? That's where the Machlokes is. If both are Maisa Mitzvah, but one is a Chalishem Moro, for instance, let me see an example. One is a Chalishem Matzah. And then if I eat Matzah and Moro together, you understand? If I eat matzah and mora together, what will it be? What will it be? Do I say mitzvah mevatle zuazu, which means what? Not only must the maisa relate exclusively to a dvar mitzvah, but the maisa must be defined as what? As that specific mitzvah. Mitzvah. Is it? It's a maisa mitzvah of moror. It's a maisa mitzvah of matzah. But if it's just a maisa mitzvah and includes mora and matzah, that's no good. It's all a question of Maisa Mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? Okay. In other words, the Maisa Mitzvah, you understand the first case that the Maisa Mitzvah must be identifiable as the Maisa Mitzvah, which means exclusively relating to a Chesed Shel Mitzvah. Right? You understand that part? All right, now I just take one step further. I could say, no, not just simply that the Maisa must relate to a Chesed Shel Mitzvah only, but the Maisa has to relate to a specific, has to be identifiable as a specific what? Specific Maisa Mitzvah. You can't just have an abstract Maisa Mitzvah which includes two kiyumim. You have to have a Maisa Mitzvah exclusively of Moror and a Maisa Mitzvah exclusively of Matzah. Yeah, the Maisa Mitzvah must be identified as a Maisa. You can't just have one Maisa Mitzvah and have two kiyumim. You have to have... I don't want to go into this. Alright, you understand it? That's enough. You understand it? Just remember the Machlokes. Okay? You see, there's no question that every Chesed Shel Mitzvah requires its own Maisa Mitzvah. There's no question about that. It must have a Maisa Mitzvah. It must be performed. The mitzvah, every specific mitzvah must be performed by a Maisa Mitzvah. The only question is, must it be performed by a Maisa Mitzvah of its own type? Its own min. You see, the min also has to go into the Maisa Mitzvah. If the min goes into the Maisa Mitzvah, so then you can't do one Maisa tomorrow and Matzah at the same time, because that Maisa is not identifiable as a min Maisa of Moro or min Maisa of Matzah. You understand what I mean? That's a Machlokes. Everybody holds that a mitzvah cannot be accomplished unless it is performed by an action which is a Maisa Mitzvah. It means the Maisa which is done exclusively to a Dvar Mitzvah. must have the Chal Hashem of Maisa Mitzvah. No question about that. The moment you include something alien, then it's not a Maisa Mitzvah anymore. By definition, it's a Maisa which is including something which is Rishos. You understand what I mean? So that's impossible. That's impossible. But now the question is, must the mitzvah be done by a Maisa which has the name of the Min on it also? You understand? It's exclusively to that Min HaMitzvah? Or no? That's the question of Mitzvah Shmavatla, Zuzu or not. I have time over yet. Most of some of the cities that we're just touching on. I mean, we're giving you the major ideas, so now it's not strange to you. Now you have to go and learn for yourself. Alright? Tera delay. That's the your Tera. So when you work on it, you let it. So what do we do now? So Hillel, what does Hillel hold? If Hillel holds, you eat them together. What does he hold? What does he hold? Aim the Vadle Zuzu. The Chachomim hold that what? They eat them separately? So it's Mavadle Zuzu. Alright? That's simple enough. Like I say, if you want to learn a taste of how this came about, you learn the taste of the Masel Ella. One of the most difficult tastes you'll ever find. Alright, now, the Gemara concludes. Hashtil Leroy Itma Ilchasa. Leike Hillel, the Leike Rabbanon. Now that the halacha was never determined, either like Hillel or like the Rabbanon, so what do? So you do like this. What is Hillel hold? You need it together. And Rabbanon hold separately. So you do like this. Mavorech alachilas matzo v'ochal. So first you make a bracha like we do, alachilas matzo, and you eat matzo. V'hoda mavorech alachilas moro v'ochal. Then what do? Then you make a bracha alachilas moro and you eat. V'hoda ochal matzo v'chasa ba'adeh dodi b'loi bracha. Zeichel amigdash t'hillel. Then you eat them together. Why? Zeichel amigdash t'hillel. Right? You understand? The Gemara is very good, right? But an astute mind would have caught something in this Gemara that would show the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why? No good. This eighth of the Gemara is no good. Why is no good? I'll be misleading you. The Gemara is no good. What does the Gemara say? Hashtu the layit mehil chasalaiki hil of a lake rabbanon, right? No. Why do you do it this way? Because we don't, the halacha is neither like Hillel nor like the Rabbanan, right? So that's why, in order to be Yetzer both ways, so what do you have to do? First Matza separately, then Mora separately, right? Let's say the halacha was like Hillel, what would you do? You have to make a Rabbanan sandwich, right? Can't be. Why can't it be? Because Matza is the Raisa, and Mora is the Rabbanan, and everybody holds. That when it comes to the rice and Rabbanon, mitzvah is mevatlei zuzu. So you have a rishus, so you can't do it anyway. I caught you, right? Okay. The difference is this. So you'll tell me who would do like this. What would he do? He'll eat matzah separately. Then in the second one, what'll he do? He'll eat matzah and mar. No good, my friend. No good. Why is it no good? It's not matzah shel mitzvah the second time, because you have matzah shel mitzvah when? The first time already. Now what are you going to have? You're going to have Mora Drabonon with Matzah Shel Rishus. Again, you'll be Mevatel Mora. You understand? The first time you'll be Mevatel the Matzah. The second time you'll be Mevatel the Mora. So can I be Mevatel the both mitzvahs? That'll be the end of it. Right? Ash said, Ash did lay it in the Hilchus of Drabonon. That's all. Ash lay it in the Hilchus of Drabonon. So now we do it this way. But, good questions, right? Faces like this. Taisva says, Ela Mevarech. That's not the one before. It was a difficult one. This one's easy. Imoya Karech, Tzneem Yachat, Techila, Taisva says, if you would make a Krech of both them together to begin with, Havi Yasimora, Drabonim of Vatla Matzah. Right? Vimoya Echel Matzah, Beloy Mora, Techila, if he eats Matzah first, Kishoya Kochan, Achakach, Osi Matzah, Dereshusim of Vatla Mora, Drabonim, because he's Yates already Matzah. So why do we say that? So that place is kashish. So why is it loyit mehilchasa? It tastes like this. Umiyu taste says. Here's taste says. Iya v'kaimalon kehillel. So the question is, why do we say that you do this? Why do you have this procedure? Because you don't hold like Hillel. This is the procedure that Hillel himself would do. So it tastes like this. Listen carefully. What we said before, you should be able to pick up taste says. What does taste say? Listen carefully. Umiyu iya v'kaimalon kehillel. If we did hold like Hillel, have avdin and hachi. This is the way we would do it. Matzah lechuda, first matzah for Berev Tech L'matzahs. V'hadar matzah u'moror b'krecha. And then you do matzah u'moror b'krecha. Kivan shetzorach lases mid-rabbonon mitzvahs krecha kehillel havi d'rabbonon u'd'rabbonon. What's the place saying? No. He would say, he says, no, havi d'rabbonon d'rabbonon. D'rabbonon d'rabbonon, it's two d'rabbonon. Yes. What happened to Mara? Seven mitzvah zecha, what happened to Mara? Can't you say it's a Mara went away? Mara's Rabbanon, so? Have a Rabbanon or Rabbanon? Since with Rabbanon you have to do mitzvah skrecha to hello, so it's Rabbanon or Rabbanon. What's the name? What is Rabbanon or Rabbanon? What? Then you have to have the Rabbanon of both, right? Why do you have to have the Rabbanon of both? Why do you have to have the Rabbanon? Excuse me? Why? Because zecha l'migdash, you mean?
No, that's
the mitzvah. Where's which mitzvah? Where
do you have
the mitzvah? Mitzvah of Mara and Mara together, Rabbanon.
Without Pesach, you still have
the
Rabbanon,
no
problem.
Mid a Rabbanon, you have a mitzvah of Mara, correct?
Yeah, because
there's no Pesach. What? Because
there's
no Pesach, right? Okay. So therefore what? So where does Pesach come out to say? We do Zecher l'Migdash, right? But where does Pesach say, that there's a separate mitzvah over here? We do. But where does Tesis come out to say that there's a separate mitzvah of Krecha? Where does Tesis get the separate mitzvah of Krecha? That's what I want to know. Where's the separate mitzvah of Krecha? From where? Yes? There's one question. There's only one question you have to ask. The question is like this. When you have Mara mid Rabbanon, the question is like this. Mara is two kiyumim in Mara. Remember? Mara, how many kiyum is there in Mara? There's a kiyum of Mara b'fnei Atzmusai, and then Mara is a kiyum in what? You understand what I'm saying? Right. You have the same thing with the Rashbam. The Rashbam says open. There's a kiyum of matzah per se, and there's a kiyum of matzah on the Achelas in my Pesach. It's a kiyum in Pesach, right? Okay. Now we have to ask one question. The Drabbanon of Morah, what's the halacha? Which Morah were the Chacham Mechayev? Were the Chacham Mechayev Morah, which is a kiyum in Pesach? You understand? Or were the Chacham Mechayev the moral, which is a kiyum b'fnei atzmusai? What do you say? If you say the chacham and machayev the moral that's kiyum b'fnei atzmusai, then what happens? Then it'll come out, and when you eat the moral together with the matzah, so it comes out the matzah's reshus, because the moral is a kiyum b'fnei atzmusai. But Taisa says no. Taisa says that the moral that they were machayev yimid rabbanon is which moral? The moral hanecheles im apesa. That's the Mara. The Mara of our matzahs and Merorim. So therefore, according to Hillel, how are you Mekayim the Mara of our matzah and Merorim? How are you Mekayim it? How are you Mekayim the matzah and Merorim? Dafke b'krecha. Dafke b'krecha. You understand what I mean? Oh, you don't understand it? Okay. The halach is like this. The question is, you understand my question, which Mara is it? In other words, when the Chacham were Mesakin Mara, the Mitzvahs Mara Mirabon, is the Mara that they were Mesakin Mara per se, or Mara they were Mesakin, the Kiyum of Mara per se, or the Mara which is a Kiyum in Pesach? There's two Maras, right? Now if you say it's the Mara which was a Kiyum per se, so then you have a problem. Why do I have to, when I eat it together the second time, it's going to be Mevatel Rishus. Rishus of Matzah will be Mevatel what? However, if I say that what's the Mora that the Chacham and Mechayev is what? Is Mora in my Pesach. So then what is the halacha of Krecha? What's the halacha of Krecha? Krecha is halacha that Krecha, that the Matzah has a din of what? Midrabbanan. Has a din of Pesach and Matzah, correct? So therefore I must, that's the Chi of Krecha. The Chi of Krecha is to eat Mora together with what? Together with matzah. Why together with matzah? Because which Mara were the Chachamit Halach in Mara? The Mara which is a Kiyum in Pesach, right? So when I eat the matzah and Mara together, so what do I have? What Kiyum do I have? What Kiyum of Pesach, matzah and Mara, right? You understand? So the matzah represents what, Midrabbanan? What does the matzah represent, Midrabbanan? Pesach and matzah, right? Pesach and matzah. And the Moror is a kiyum in the Pesach and Matzah. That's the Chi of Krecha. You understand what I mean? So that's why Taisa says very simply. The first time you eat, you have to, if it was like Tilo, so the first time you eat, what do you eat? Matzah alone. Right? the second time you eat, so you should eat matzah together with what? Together with what? Mora together with matzah. Why? Because then it's not a question of mitzvah, mevatlus lusu. Why? Why? Because matzah, because it's rabbanon and rabbanon. The matzah is a chafzah shel mitzvah mit rabbanon, and the mora is a chafzah shel mitzvah mit rabbanon. Because the mora is the mora which is a kiyum in what? The mora is a kiyum in Pesach, and the matzah has a kiyum of what? Of Pesach and matzah. So therefore, when I eat the krecho, what am I being mekayim? What am I being mekayim? I'm being mekayim and mitzvah rabbanon of what? Of mora, correct. So according, you see, according to the chachamim, you don't have to do this. Why? Because according to the chachamim, first they ate matzah. There's no halacha of matzahs and yachlu. They have to eat them simultaneously. The halacha is that bezeh chazeh is good, right? So according to the chachamim, first they ate matzah, then when they eat mora, so it's mora and echel, it's mora, which is the kingdom of the matzah. You understand what I mean? But according to Hillel, it won't work out that way. Why? Because the mora, that's the kingdom of the matzah, has to be echel as how? Dafka b'krecha, right? So therefore, you can omit the second step. You don't need the second step. Why? Because the second step is only a step if what? Mora per se. Mora alone. To eat mora alone, you don't have to, or mora alone is nothing according to Hillel. So the Gemara is very good. Hashtag layit milchus alay kamar valay kamar means like this. If the halacha was like the chachamim, what would I do? First matzah and then mora, and the mora is a kiyum in matzah. Why? Because the mora, because in order to be a kiyum in matzah, you don't have to eat it together. Right? But according to Hillel, what's the halacha? The halacha is, in the halacha is that in order for it to be a kiyum together, right? So you have to have achila b'yachad. So therefore, the chachamim gave the matzah din of what? A din of Pesach and matzah. So therefore, because that's the halach of krecha. You understand why this, where does Tesis get that there's a halach of krecha over here, according to the Hillel? Well, why is there a halach of krecha? V'ad ha-matzah mar-dikivan she-tzorach la-seis mir-rabon ha-mitzvahs krecha. Why must you make mir-rabon ha-mitzvahs krecha? Why? Why? Because according to Hillel, what? That's the more. The more is a kiyum in the matzah. Can it be a kiyum in the matzah without a chila b'yachad? No. So therefore, you have to do what? You have to have a chila b'yachad. That's the Gemara. I understand it? All right, all right. Yeah, this is Zayin Chayim Migdish to Hillel, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no separate takana Zayin Chayim Migdish. The reason why we do it is because of what? Because according to Hillel, you want Yitzchak. That's what the Gemara says. You do it because of according to Hillel, you want Yitzchak. I should leave milk, so like tomorrow, like tomorrow. That's all. And the mitzvah Rabbanon of Mora is to eat Mora with something else. You must. Exactly. Correct. Right? You understand? There's no separate halacha of Zechel and Migdash to Hillel. There can't be because the Gemara says, I should lay it in the like tomorrow, like tomorrow. It's a result that you do the Zechel and Migdash. No separate takana. Okay. Zechel and Migdash is a misnomer. It means because of the way Hillel did the Zman and Migdash. That's why we have to do it this way. One thing to be clear, there's no separate takana according to the way Tesis learns of Zechel and Migdash to Hillel. It's not a separate takana. It's the result of the fact that we don't know the halacha to Hillel or to Rabbanon. If there were separate takanas over here, there wouldn't be any shilas. It's the result. According to Tesis, if it was like the Rabbanon, so then what would I do? Once again, if it was like the Rabbanon, what would I do? Talk from when? From when shouldn't you talk, strictly speaking? From when shouldn't you talk? From Mora, from the bracha of Al-Achilas Mora, you shouldn't talk. Why not? Why shouldn't you? Not from Matzah, from Mora. Why? Because the halacha of Kerech is halacha of Mora according to Hillel. You understand what I mean? According to the Rabbanon, you shouldn't have a hefsek from when? I want you to stand like this. According to the Rabbanon, there shouldn't be any hefsek between what? Between Achilas Matzah and between Achilas Mora. Because the mora is a kiyum in that matzah. You understand? And you will not be yetzer later with the krecha, according to them. Why won't you be yetzer with the krecha later? Because the mora is a kiyum in the chetzah shel mitzvah, the matzah shel mitzvah, which is the first matzah. So you can't speak according to Rabbanon between what? Between al-achilas matzah and between al-achilas mora. Because the mora isn't a mitzvah per se, but what is mora according to the Pesach? It's a kiyum in matzah. So if you're going to be matzik, you're going to be matzik between the matzah and between the mara. You understand? Okay. What? Okay. According to Hillel, you can't speak between when and when. Between the bracha of alachilas mara. You understand? Between the bracha of alachilas mara and what? And the kerech, because the kerech, according to Hillel, the kerech is the mitzvah of mara. According to the Chacham, the krech is no good. Why is the krech no good? Because the matzah is just going to be involved tomorrow. Alright? According to Hillel, the Chacham had to create a new chetz to show matzah, because the mar is a kiyum, the mar is the mar which is a kiyum in matzah, so you have to create a new chetz to show matzah.
According to this Pshat and Taisvis, you have to say Zechel Mikdash Kehu, the Hoy Kerech Pesach Matzah Mar. Alright, now in addition from Tavshin Lamed Zion. According to Taisvis, it would seem really only have to say that the mar is a mar which is a kiyum in Pesach. But you do not have to say that the matzah becomes carbon Pesach itself. The reason why you need matzah with a mar is because the only mar that could be a kiyum in Pesach is if it's accompanied by matzah. And matzahs and marim are a kiyum in Pesach. The Rambam, on the other hand, would hold that the mitzvah of mar is because of the kiyum mar per se. Therefore, there's no need for matzah with a mar.
Then there's a careful point to the Rambam. Okay? Dan Petras. Allah Chavav. Va'achakach, well, we left off in the Ram last time, continue right there. Va'achakach kerech matzah umara ka'achas. He takes matzah and mara together. Umatbel b'charesis. The Rambam put everything into charesis. Umavarech. I said, what the hell? How did Ram do it? By killer, right? Okay, the Ravitz like this. Because the Ravitz are, Zel kihilu, mikomokan zeh, say the Lord diet. Yeah, not exactly. Why does the Rabbi disagree with the Rambam? Not exactly. Because why? Because he's missing what? Missing Pesach. Okay. Ah, the Rambam's like this. Interesting Rambam. Machal matzah b'fnei atzmo mar b'fnei atzmai. Yeah. Mevarech al zeh b'fnei atzmai v'al zeh b'fnei atzmai. So Rambam says, if he eats it separately, so then he makes bracha separately. Alachilas matzah separately and alachilas mara separately. It's like a free-for-all according to Rambam. Do it either way you want. Either way you want. Okay. Ah, halacha zayin, mevarech, alachilas hazeh, akman hazeh, halacha ches, she'ein shom korban acher, she'ein shom korban, I'm sorry. Acher she mevarech ha'maitzi lechem, v'chayzer, excuse me, v'chayzer atach matzah mara u'mitabel b'chareisis v'eichlam b'loi bracha zechel amigdash. Alright? So what does Rambam do? What's difficult in Rambam? Rambam says, first you eat matzah, then you eat mara, and then what do? And then you eat them together, zechel amigdash. Right? Zechel amigdash. Question is, what's the question? The obvious question you have to ask. Why, yeah, exactly. If there's man amigdash, you could do either way. So I did already zechel amigdash. What's the zechel amigdash? I did already. It's man amigdash itself, I could do it separately. So didn't I do it separately now? So what is together? Any more Zman HaMikdash than separately? If there's Zman HaMikdash, you can do it separately or together. So why is together any more Zechel HaMikdash than what? Then separately. There's Zman HaMikdash, I could also do it separately. What? No, it doesn't say Kihil. I don't do it Kihil. The Rambam holds. Ram doesn't mention. We don't know the Rambam. It's a Rambam to forget about. We don't know. But we know one thing. The Halacha. The Rambam wasn't specific about anything. The Rambam held definitely that either together or separately. And then he says you do Zechel HaMikdash, not Kehillel, Zechel HaMikdash. Zechel HaMikdash, you do it together. But if the Mikdash, you can do it separately also, so why is this any better? What's the answer? The answer like this. Somebody asked a good question before. They asked me, what if a person only has matzah and carbon pesach? Do you eat? We have to understand, first of all, the Rambam's formulation. What's it this way or that way? Why is it this way or that way, the Rambam says? Moreover, if you look at the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam would say, which way is preferable according to the Rambam? Which way is preferable according to the Rambam? Preferable the first way. Because the Rambam says, V'achakach kerech matzah mor ka'achas. Right? And the im ochal matzah b'fnei atzmo, mor b'fnei atzmo means b'shas atzak. Right? Okay, what do you mean? What's b'shas atzak over here? Right? There's one svar in the Rambam, one idea. You see, somebody asked me a question before, if you had matzah and carbon pesach, would you eat matzah and carbon pesach? I said it's a machlokes. The Rashbam and the Rambam. The Rashbam would, and the Rambam wouldn't. The Rashbam would eat the matzah together with the Pesach, because the Rashbam holds that matzah is a kiyum in Pesach, and morah is a kiyum in Pesach. You understand? Each individually a kiyum in Pesach. Whereas the Rambam holds that matzah is a merorim, create one Chaleshem, one entity. Matzis, an entity of Matzis and Rerim. You understand what I'm saying? And the halacha is that this entity of Matzis and Rerim is a Kiyum in Pesach. Therefore, according to the Rambam, if a person only had matzah alone, he would not be able to eat it with the Pesach. It would be a waste of time because he doesn't have matzah and rerim. And when the Rambam formulates the mitzvah, and you look and say for mitzvahs in the Rambam also, you'll find that when he formulates the mitzvah, lechol es a Pesach al matzah and rerim. Matzah and rerim is one chaleshem. Matzah and rerim is one chaleshem in the Rambam. Say for mitzvahs. Now, hey, look at this. You have to ask why matzah and how many mitzvahs are you counting all this. Okay. Now, alright, now how do we solve the problems? Question is, the first the Rambam says the right way is to eat it together. Now why is the right way to eat it together? You tell me why the right way is to eat it together. Why? Because it's one Maisan Mitzvah, you understand? It's one Maisan Mitzvah, it's one Tiyum, it's one Chaleshem. So therefore the bracha, really the bracha is what? Alachilas matzis and rerim. You understand? If it was separate mitzvahs, you couldn't make alachilas matzis and rerim. It would be eisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You can't make two brachas combined into one. You understand what I'm saying? But over here, you could do it. Why could you do it? Because matzis and rerim, that's the cheftas, matzis and rerim. You understand what I'm saying? However, why separately do you make a separate bracha? Because even though it's one entity together, but when you do it separately, you still make separate brachas. Where do you have another halacha like that? Similar halacha you have someplace else. Where? By lulav, exactly. By lulav also, the dalad minim is not a separate kiyum of each min. V'haraya, if you miss one min, you're not yet to anything. However, if a person should take lulav at 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock arava, and hodis at 11, and 12 will take the adasim. You understand? So, I mean the esrig, so then what will be? So then he makes separate brachas. Why? Because everyone is a separate maisa mitzvah. Even though it's all one kiyum, one chaleshem of dalad minim. You understand what I'm saying? It's one kiyum of dalad minim. But if you separate the maisa mitzvah, you make bracha separately. That's what the Rambam says. Same thing over here. Really, the halach is matzah and rerim is one kiyum. One entity. It's a kiyum of matzah and rerim. One entity. A chaleshem of matzah and rerim. Just like lulav of dalad minim. Not separately. That's why you eat them together, because you do one maisa mitzvah and one bracha, just like by lulav. By lulav, what's the way you do lulav? You take each min separately? No! It's one mitzvah, one tiyum, you do one maisa mitzvah, one bracha, that's it. Lulav, why you say lulav means all four? Lulav means all four. But lulav means all four. If you break them up, so then what do? You have to make separate brachas on each min. Only tilas hadas, only tilas esrig. You have to break it up. Everyone has a separate bracha. That's exactly the Rambam over here. Okay? Now the question is like this, according to the Rambam, why is it, what's with mitzvahs mevatle zuzu and mitzvah mevatle zuzu? Why does the Rambam hold, the Rambam holds mitzvahs mevatle zuzu, so why is it that you can have matzahs and rerim together, why? Because it's not zuzu, it's one each, one unit. That's the unit. Exactly, that's the unit. Okay. Therefore, now you understand why the Rambam says Zecher L'Migdash. Why is Zecher L'Migdash? Very simply. Because when could you eat them b'yachad? When could you eat them b'yachad? Only when? Only when could you eat them b'yachad? Only b'zman HaMigdash. Why? Because it creates one entity. So it's not mitzvah mevat le'zu'ezu. It's one kiyum, one chaloy shem, one entity. You understand what I mean? But however, Bizman Hazeh, you can't do them together. Why can't you do them together? Because there's no Chaleshem of Matzah and Rerim, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, it's Matzah separately and Mora separate. So the reason why, that's why the Zecher L'Migdash is together. Why is Zecher L'Migdash together? To demonstrate, what's the Zecher? According to the Rambam, it's not like Teishu says Zecher L'Migdash is worked out. I don't know if the Rambam goes to Gemara. Separate thing. But according to the Rambam, it's a separate halacha of Zecher L'Migdash. It's a separate halacha of Zecher L'Migdash. What's the halacha of Zecher L'Migdash according to the Rambam? That you must do a maisa which demonstrates what Matzin Mora was Bizman HaMigdash. What maisa demonstrates what Matzin Mora was Bizman HaMigdash? Which maisa? Biyachad. Why? Because only Bizman HaMigdash could Achila Biyachad have a team. Why? Because when it was Achila Biyachad Bizman HaMigdash, it was one One entity. You understand what I mean? If you eat them separately, you're not demonstrating anything. Eating them separately. That's because matzah is a chiyuv midrashim and mar is a chiyuv midrabbanan. You understand what I mean? What? But the tzuras ha-mitzvah was together. You understand? See? Or moreover, first of all, two possibilities. The tzuras ha-mitzvah was together. The mitzvah ketzurasa was together, bizman ha-migdash, because it wasn't a problem of mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. Why? Why? Because it's one unit. It's one unit. You understand? It's one unit. Therefore, you see, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Hillel. It seems the Rambam doesn't paskin. According to Hillel, you have to daft it together. The Rambam says he can be separately. He doesn't paskin like Hillel. He does not paskin like Hillel. He holds mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. Mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. So then why is it that you can eat them together? What's the answer? Because it's one entity. That's what he says. It's not to do with mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. It's one cheftis, one chaleshem, matzis, and rarim. Mitzvahs mevat lezuazu, and you have two chaleshemites. You have a Shem Matzah, you have a Shem Pesach. The key of a mitzvah of Matzah, I mean the Matzah per se, and the key of mitzvah of Pesach. That's the problem of mitzvah of Mevat Lezuzu. But only it's not a problem of mitzvah of Mevat Lezuzu. Why not? Because Matzah and Rambam are one entity. You understand? So that's why the Rambam says, the Rambam holds like the Chachomim. That's why the Rambam says, now we do Zeichel HaMikdash. How do you want to demonstrate Zeichel HaMikdash? What do you want to do? You want to show that Matzah and Rambam were Bizman HaMikdash. How was Matzah and Rambam Bizman HaMikdash? What was it? It was one team, v'haraya. It was nechal b'yachad, one tzuras and mitzvah together. There was no problem of mitzvahs without lezuzu. Of course, he could have eaten it separately with zman ha-migdash, but eating separately, you could eat not only because it's one team, you could eat separately two kiyumim. If you eat them together, what do you demonstrate? You can eat them together only when you could eat them together. Zman ha-migdash. So eating, you must do a maisa, which is maichiyah, the kiyum of matzahs and rerim, zman ha-migdash. That maisa is only what? Only achila b'yachad. If it's not achila b'yachad, so then it's nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Pesach was nechal according to Rambam al matzah and rerim. Halacha is to demonstrate the concept of matzah and rerim. That's halacha. Point to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is very short. In halacha, there's just one thing I want to mention about Shulchan Aruch. That Shulchan Aruch is not just a halacha, a regular halacha of Suda, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Suda of this Laila, has a different kiyum, has another kiyum. Besides being a Suda's Yom Tov, it has another kiyum. How do I know it has another kiyum? It has a kiyum of Cheres. How do I know the Suda? The Suda's Halaylah of Pesach is not just Stam a Suda's Halaylah of every Yom Tov. It's a Suda's Halaylah which has an additional kiyum of Cheres. Yeah. Why? Because the Rambam said like this. Lefikach. The Suda itself has to demonstrate Cheres. Okay? So the Suda Halayla has to be a Suda Shel Cheres also. Okay. Rambam Perek Zion, Halacha Zion. The only reason we don't do it is because we rely on the Rav Yah that argues, that says that Bizmanenu, you don't have to do it there. You don't have to do it that way.
Why not Bizmanenu? Because
Bizmanenu, the normal way, it's not the normal way to eat Bizmanenu.
No.
I think like this is showing whether you need a say that Bizmanenu or not. It's not like this. So by the Suda, we're Mekel. But really, the Suda requires their Harris. Okay? The Rambam doesn't hold like the Rav Yah. The question is whether Haseva was a specific formulation. If Haseva was a specific formulation of Derech Eres Midrabbanan, so then it doesn't matter what you do with Manazah. That's the formulation. You have to do Haseva. However, if it was simply Achila Derech Eres, then the Rabbi Yah is right. So with Manazah, you don't need Haseva, because Manazah, nobody does it. Alright? Rabbi Katzin mentions that there's a brisker rough on this. We want to go into it. On what Haseva is. Whether Haseva is a separate mitzvah, or whether Haseva is a... Or whether I save as a kinum in the Yachila. Alright. Take a look over the end. Go through it. Ah, next point. Next point is what? Barech, right? Alright. What is Barech? Tzofen. Okay. Tzofen, we did already two sheetahs in Tzofen. Because we took Tzofen when we went into Achilas Matzah, we had to go to Tzofen already. Alright? So Tzofen you have. Tzofen you have according to whom? According to the Rush. Bam and Rashi, and according to the Rush. Right? Okay. There's one more sheet than Tzofen. Who is it? Right, Rambam. Perekhes halachates. Listen to Rambam. Vachach is man shabesh mikishay kayam. Vachach nimshach besuda v'eichol kol mashi reitz lecho v'sheisa kol mashi reitz lishtes. U'bachareino eichol mitzara pesach afilu kizayis. Vein etoyim achrof klal. All right, if they must, you're not a pesach avikamon. Ubizman hazeh oichol kizayis mato ve'enei tayim acharekum. Right? Because bizman hazeh, he always eat mato, kizayis mato like we do. And what? And you're not telling him after the mato anything. Today, now listen, we're not around, this is just halacha, not around this far. Why? Today she hefsik sudosoi v'tam besar ha-pesach ha-matzo b'fiv. Alright, so far it's good. Like everybody else. Now the last three words in the Rambam. She'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah. She'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah. What was it? Of course I know achiloson hi ha-mitzvah. What is the Rambam saying? She'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah. Three words the Rambam adds. The Rambam adds three words. It explains matzah, pesach, matzah, all of this. Then he says, you have to have the time. Why? She'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah. What's the Rambam saying? Of course, I mean, I don't know achiloson hi ha-mitzvah. If I don't have Chalosim HaMitzvah, I couldn't get this far in the Rambam. Of course I have Chalosim HaMitzvah. What does it mean, Chalosim HaMitzvah? I'll tell you what I think of Chalosim HaMitzvah. You see, the Rishonim were bothered here. In the Rambam, when you're learning the Rambam, it's not just learning the Rambam. The Rishonim hit the main ideas. The same ideas that bother one Rishonim bother another. Because Rishonim go to the core of the Sugya. The Rashbam and Rashi already opened it up for us. Because the Rashbam and Rashi were concerned with one thing. The Rashbam and the Rush. We're concerned with one thing. What's the big problem? The basic halacha is what? Ein maftirin achaha pesach afikeman. But we know bisman hazeh, what is it? Ein maftirin achar matzah afikeman. The question is, how do I make the delicate transition from what? From pesach to matzah. Okay, so the Rush does it very bluntly, simply. The what? That the matzah is pesach, that's all. The Rashbam and Rashi do it very subtly. Why? Because they say it's matzah, but it's the kingdom of matzah, it's matzah which is a kingdom in Pesach. The Rambam had a different idea altogether. The Rambam had a different way of doing it. He says, she'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah. What does it mean, she'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah? What's she'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah? The Rambam made one definition and the whole kasha falls off. Completely different. The Rambam learned like this, you see. The halacha is not ein maftirin acha pesach ha-fitomah. What's the halacha? The halacha is the Sudas HaLaila, you're not allowed to eat after the conclusion of the Sudas HaLaila. Sudas HaLaila must conclude with what? With Achila Shel Mitzvah. With Achila Shel Mitzvah. You understand what I mean? Sudas HaLaila must be concluded with Achila Shel Mitzvah. I'm using the term loosely. I don't mean Achila Shel Mitzvah that the mice are mitzvah, because you already ate the matzah Shel Mitzvah. But it means eating a chefta, with which you can perform the Maisa HaMitzvah. That's the halacha of Emachtir Nacha Pesach HaFikamon. So the Rambam says simply, when you had Korban Pesach, there's no halacha Emachtir Nacha Pesach. It's not halacha in Pesach per se, that Emachtir Nacha Pesach HaFikamon. The halacha is that the Suda must be concluded with what? With eating a chefzo, with which you could be Mekayim and Mitzvah Achila. And after that Achila, you can't eat anymore. You see? So Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom, what did you use? What did you use, Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom? What did you use? Pesach. Bisman Hazeh, what do you use? You don't have Pesach anymore. But what do you have? You have matzah. So that's why you could use matzah. You understand what the Rambam says? See, the Rambam says, now you see why he says Shachalos HaMitzvah. Bisman Hazeh, Eichok, first he brings down Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom, Yira Kezayas. Bisman Hazeh, he says, Bisman hazeh, oichol kizayis matzah. Vein atayim achara klum. Today she has six of us at tam, sa'a pesach matzah. Fiv she'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah. What achiloson? V'tam b'sa'a pesach oi ha-matzah b'fiv. The Rambam was bothered, why either or? So what does he say? She'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah. The halacha is the Suda must be culminated with what? With eating a chefza shel mitzvah. With eating a chefza shel mitzvah. So when you had the bismana bias, which chefza shel mitzvah did you use? It wasn't specifically a maftirin achar pesach. It's a maftirin achar achila of chefza, achar achila shel chefza shel mitzvah. Afikayman. That's the halacha. The Rambam redefined the whole halacha and he avoided the problem of whom? Of the Rashbam and Rashi on the one hand and the Rash on the other. You see? Because they were all troubled with the problem of how do you make the transition from Pesach to Matzah. The Rambam simply avoided the whole problem. How? He didn't like Rashi's pshat because Rashi converts the Matzah into what? I mean Rashi's pshat because Rashi makes the Matzah not Achilas Matzah, makes it a kingdom in the Korban Pesach and it's Besef HaSuda. The whole Seder is no good, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the Rambam liked Rashi's whole Seder. The whole Seder is Just the opposite. According to the Rosh, the Rambam, like the Rosh, why? Because according to the Rosh, what do you have to do? You have to convert matzah into Pesach. Rambam didn't go for that. The Rambam says simply, if you redefine the halacha of Afikamon, there's no problem altogether. It's not halacha of Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach. The halacha is Ein Maftirin Achar Achila Shel Mitzvah. Shel Gemara Chud Afikamon. Now it depends. Bizman Shebeisim, you could use either or. Even Bizman Shebeisim, this time you could use what? Matzah. But preferably, what do we use? What do we use preferably? You use Pesach. Bizman, I say you don't have Pesach, so what do you use? You use matzah. That's the Ram. Shaka lost name. It's the Ram. That's the joke. You see, clearly? I can use more. Mar's Rabbanim. Of course, there's one question you can ask me here. One question. Why is it, a person wants to be a stickler, and he ask one question. So why is it that Bizman Abayis, Pesach was preferable to matzah? Alright? Pesach was preferable to matzah. Why? Alright, I mean, the evidence would be good as mana bias also if you had matzah. That's point to Ram Shachi lost me a mitzvah, but the chatkilo, when you have pesach, you use pesach. What's the chatkilo here? Are you saying that? Why? That's not the main thing. Because there's a machayev and matzah, machayev and mar, but there's only one problem to say that. The problem is because there's a machayev and matzah from Netzmus as well. Right? There's a machayev and matzah from Netzmus as well. Matzah is a chiyev of Netzmus, and pesach is true that matzah is a keem and pesach also. But matzah is a machayev and a keem in its own right. So just because it happens to be a keem and pesach also shouldn't make it any inferior. You see? I'll tell you what I think. Should be able to disagree with me. Here's what I think. Excuse me? It's like this. In Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, Perek Vav, the Rambam's like this. Mitzvah sasei min haTorah, lechol matzah b'leil chamish u'asa. Shenemar bo'erev techlu matzais. Alright? Bo'erev techlu matzais. The end of the halacha, Perek Vav halacha, is like this. I'm skipping the rest. Avo b'leil chamish u'asa chayva, u'misha ochal kezayis, yotze yedei chavasa. That's the Rambam's lashon. Misha ochal kezayis, yotze yedei chavasa. Now, it's interesting. There's a difference between that lashon and between the lashon of the Rambam in regard to Achilas Karban Pesach. You tell me what the difference is. This is Rambam Perek Vav halacha aleph. That's the first Rambam. The next Rambam is in Perek Tes, halacha gimel, of Hilchos Karban Pesach. Rambam says like this. Mitzvah min amuf kol lecho besar Pesach achila seva. Alright? Then it's like this. Lecho besar Pesach achila seva, an achila which has the quality of making you full, so it has to be if the eight of Hagiga. What? Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, Korban Pesach. Yes. V'achakah, therefore, l'fikach im hikrif shalmei Hagiga bar bosa o'echo mehem tchilo v'achakach echo b'sar Pesach. Kidei l'zboyam imenu. It has to create sphere. Pesach has to create sphere. V'im lo'y ochal ele kezayis yotzi dei chavasa. V'im lo'y ochal ele kezayis yotzi dei chavasa. V'im lo'y ochal ele kezayis yotzi dei chavasa. So, this is the Rav mentioning. There's a difference between the two Lashonis and the Rambam. What's the difference? V'im lo'y ochal ele kezayis yotzi dei chavasa. And here the Rambam says, U'misha ochal kezayis yotzi dei chavasa. Is there a difference or there's no difference? Okay, Misha ochal kezayis yotzi dei chavasa. What does it mean? Misha ochal kezayis. You understand? It means if the kezayis is nothing. Misha ochal kezayis yotzi dei chavasa. It's worthless. If I say V'im lo'y ochal ele kezayis, what is the implication? If you only ate a kezayis, it's good enough. The implication is if you eat more, it's even better. Right? It's even better. Why is it that by matzah, if I eat more, it's nothing, and by Korban Pesach, if I eat more, it's something? Why? Why is it matzah, if I eat more, it's nothing, but Korban Pesach, if I eat more, it's something? What's the difference? Because here's a classical example of Gavron Chatzon. All right? Maybe nobody took a chance of it. By matzah, matzah is a chiv on the gavra to eat a kezayis of matzah. You understand? So if you eat a kezayis of matzah, you ate it. There's nothing more to do. You understand what I mean? That's it. You ate a kezayis matzah. However, by Korban Pesach, the halacha is two things in Korban Pesach. First of all, Korban Pesach, you have to eat the Korban Pesach. But secondly, the Korban Pesach has to be nechal. Korban Pesach has to be nechal. There's a kiyum in the Pesach. Kachim has a kiyum. Kachim is a stamazai. Then you get rid of kachim. L'asir menot beker. The kiyum of Pesach is achila, yedei achila. That's why you have miyui on a carbon Pesach. Right? So you have miyui on a carbon Pesach. It's too big. The carbon Pesach is too wide. Because carbon Pesach is not allowed to be left over. What must carbon Pesach be done? What must be done to carbon Pesach? It must be an echal. So therefore, by carbon Pesach, there's two things. There's a chiyum on the gavra to eat a kizayis. And then the halach is the chefza shel korban. You must make sure that the chefza shel korban is nechal. That's why the Rambam says like this, buy matzah after kazayas is nothing. He did the mitzvah. The halach of the matzah must be nechal. I have to eat up all the matzah in the house. No halach like that. By korban pesach, the halach is like this. You must eat a kazayas. That's the ma'aseh mitzvah. And then there's another halach of the what? That the korban pesach should be nechal. So every kazayas you eat is another kinyan. It's not a kinyan of what? Of the mitzvah, I say, on the gavra. But what is it a kinyan in? Of the chetz shel korban. You understand what I'm saying? Correct. Right. So that's why I say that bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam. What was preferred? Pesach was preferred to matzah. Why? Because Pesach is an actual kinyan mitzvah. Matzah is not an actual kinyan mitzvah. Pesach is a great kinyan mitzvah. So the seder should be nishlam through eating the chatzah shal mitzvah. But it's a greater kiyum when what? When the achil is a kiyum shal achil mitzvah pesach. Okay. Cool stuff. And now up to what? Boreh. Benching. I haven't got too much more. One more. After Boreh is hollow and empty. Ah! It's you just sing chatzah to the festival. Okay. Boreh. Boreh is benching. All right. Now the benching on Leil Pesach is different than benching all year round. How's it different? Why is it different? Yes. But that's not all year round. Now, difference is because it's al hakais, right? It's al hakais. The halacha is that it's the third of the four cases, right? So benching is a key medallic cases. You understand what I mean? Benching is a key medallic cases. So remember by Kiddush, you said Kiddush is two key among the Leil Pesach. Kiddush is a key of Kiddush. For that key, you can do it earlier. But you have to wait at nighttime. Why? Because Kiddush is also a key of what? Of Agada. So it comes out that benching is two things. Benching is a kiyum berachas hamazon, and benching is also what? Kiyum of the third case. Kiyum of the dollar cases. Kiyum of secret Yitzchus Mitzrayim. All right. Of course, that third case is on berachas hamazon. You know that. So the question is, why is the question is one thing. How is berachas? How does the kiyum of How does the kiyum of what? How does the kiyum of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, how is it expressed in Berachas HaMazon? So Berachas HaMazon has two kiyum, as a kiyum of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, and as a kiyum of Berachas HaMazon that it has all year round, right? Question is, how is there? All right, so you can tell me because it says, V'al Shet HaSan HaShem HaKenei Meretz Mitzrayim, it says in Neidlacha. So that's a kiyum also. That's possible. I want to say that it's not just that one statement. But really, the whole Berachas HaMazon is a kiyum. Why is the whole Berachas HaMazon a kiyum? I'll tell you why. Says in brachas like this. Gemara says in brachas that if a person forgets Yalev v'Yavai in Shemayna Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, what does he do? He has to go over. Go back. If he forgets Yalev v'Yavai in Berachas HaMazon, doesn't have to go back over again, right? Okay. If he forgets, so the Gemara says, what's the difference between the two? I mean, the Marsha. Why by Tfilah do you go back, and why by Yalef Yavi don't you? Why by benching you don't go back? So what's the Gemara say? No, because simply, the first Gemara says, like, because by Tfilah I have to daven. But by eating, I don't have to eat in Rishkadis. Okay? I don't have to eat in Rishkadis. I ate Rishkadis, I don't have to eat in Rishkadis. So is the question. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, if that's the case, what about Shabbos? Why I can't say Iboyochel? Because in Shabbos, what do I have to do? You have to eat. So therefore, if that's the case, if I forget to say, I should have to go back. So the Gemara says, you're right, you do have to go back. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? Question is, what's the svar of Iboyochel Iboyochel? So the Rav one time explained what the chat is. He has a big share in this. He said, he wanted to say like this, because what's the sense? It doesn't make any sense. Iboyochel Iboyochel. If it's a matter, I mean, if it's a halach in the in Berachas HaMazon, so what difference does it make you boy yachol or boy lo yachol? I mean, who cares about that? So it couldn't be. I mean, what's the difference? If Berachas HaMazon is good without it, so what's the difference? If it's not Berachas HaMazon without it, so then you didn't bench Lamanasha. If without Yalav Yavah it's Berachas HaMazon, so whether he had to eat or not, okay, he had to eat. But he said Berachas HaMazon, he benched. If you're going to say that it's not Berachas HaMazon without it, so even if he didn't have to eat, but meantime he ate, right? So he's chayav in Berachas HaMazon, so what kind of sense does it make? So he says like this. He said the pshat is that Birchas HaMazon is really a part of Seder. Now, the reason why you have to go back is not because of Birchas HaMazon, but it's what is it? Why do you have to go back? Because of Suda. Because you're lacking in Suda. So when it's the Boy Yochel and Boy Lo Yochel, so you don't have to go back. Why don't you have to go back? Because there's no Chiyuv Suda. So you're keeping Mechayev me to go back. However, when it's not the Boy Yochel, it's not up to you. It's not optional. You must eat. There's a Chiyuv Suda. So then you have to go back. Why do you have to go back? Because the Suda is not the Shlemus, so you have to complete the Suda. But the Suda, you have to go back because the halach is, when the Suda is not the Shlemus, it is benching. It is benching. Definitely is benching. But the only thing is that the Suda is not the Shlemus. So, just a second, big deal. So if the halach is that you have a Chi of Suda, if the halach is you have a Chi of Suda, so then you have to go back. Why do you have to go back? Why? Not for Birchas HaMazon's sake, but for what sake? Whose sake? For the Suda, because the Suda is incomplete, so the Chacham will mechayev you to complete the Suda. You understand? Yeah. But if it's Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv to complete, no chiyuv to have a Suda altogether. Do you understand? Okay. Birchas HaMazon is part of Suda. It's a kiyum in Suda. It's a part of Suda. You understand? So therefore, I have to go back, not because of the kiyum of Birchas HaMazon. Why do I have to go back? Because I'm lacking in Suda. Now I'm Rosh Chodesh. Do I have to go back for Suda? No, why not? There's no Chiyuv Suda to begin with. On Shabbos, do I have to go back if my Suda isn't complete? Because there's a Chiyuv Suda. That's the Pshat in the morning. Okay. That's his Pshat. So based on that, yes, we went up. That's a good question. If he misses Yalvi Yalvi on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. So the answer is, as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's complete. It's only incomplete as far as the Shreish is concerned. As far as the Shreish is, I have to go back. Okay. In other words, there's two halachas. The yom is a double yom. Simultaneously, it's a double yom. As far as Shabbos is concerned, the Suda is complete because it's Shabbat Tzay. It's a far, right? Okay. Ah, so therefore the challenge is, if that's the case... I'll think about that. All right. Good question. Yeah. So at any rate, since Birchas HaMazon is halach in Suda, so now you understand why the fourth case is on what? Is on Birchas HaMazon. Why? Because Suda, I told you before that Shulchan Aruch is not just halacha of Suda. What kind of halacha is Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. It's a halacha of Cheres. It must be at night time. It must be not Stama Suda. It must be Suda Shel Cheres. Correct? So Birchas HaMazon is a part of Suda. So Birchas HaMazon is a key in Cheres as well. So that's why the fourth case goes on Birchas HaMazon. You understand it? The third case. Suda, the Achila Suda is halacha in what? In Cheres. Halacha of Sipurit is Mitzrayim. What is Cheres? What is Haseva? What is Sipurit is Mitzrayim, right? Oh. And Birchas HaMazon is part of Suda, correct? So Birchas HaMazon is halacha in Cheres as well. So therefore, the third case goes very well on what? On Birchas HaMazon. That's it. Yeah. Case on the Gemara and Brachas. The way I told you, the Rav explains it. Birchas HaMazon is a part of what? Suda. Now Suda over here is Cheres and Birchas HaMazon is part of Cheres. In Hallel, yes. Point. Rabbi Sai Kuf Tezayin Omid Beis and Tzachim, Aratzachim. Kuf Tezayin Omid Beis and Aratzachim. Hallel, you have a Machwegis Tanoyim. It's a very hard Machwegis. Nobody explains it. There's one explanation I saw, but I... Alright. Oh, Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that first... Agree, you break it up, and they both agree that whatever you miss, you have to complete later, right? One paragraph, because all you need is to say Hallel, and one paragraph is Hallel. I can have a complete unit of Hallel. One paragraph, that's Hallel. There. Why does this ever say? If I want to say possible like this, that according to one Chi of the Chi of Hallel and Ace, possibly in the race. But there's another Halach of Hallel. What's another Machayev and Hallel? Sipur is Machayev and Hallel also. In other words, there's Hallel...